Good Vilch, Graham, for coming. Before I start, I think it's appropriate to say over a word. Tonight is Leil of Ches Teves. The Tzara started, it was a 3-day Tzara Ches Tes and Yod to Tzara B'Teves. What happened on Ches Teves was Talmei HaMelech, Melech Mitzrayim, asked that the Torah should be translated into English, well, not in English, but in their language. And Chazal view it as a tragedy, a grave tragedy. The Chasam Tzof in Drashas says that the Lashon Ba'oich Leisha Yomim, it says in the Torah in three places. One is Ba'oich Leisha Yomim Yitzafara Yisreishcha. Another is by Ba'oichim Shaboid Yomim, that Lashon is the Ba'oid. And another one is Eshmon Lefim Maxim Ba'oid Roshon Lenegdi. And he explains that there is a significance in this of the Ba'oid. And that is that the Torah is being maramis, Ba'ich Leisha Yomim Yisuf Arias Reishcha, there's going to be another pirate, there's going to be a Talmi Melech Mitzrayim, who's going to also cause a tragedy. And that is that he took the Torah and he translated it. What was the problem? The Chasam Tzof explains that the problem was, is it lost its beauty, it's lost its splendor, because it was basically stripped of all its Mamari Chazal, all of its Tag and all of its Droshes, everything that was in it, the whole Parish of Baal Peh in one shot were just done away with, because what was left was just as a mere text, biblical translation. That was all that it was. And he says, and that is the connection of the Psukim, it's Baal Shim Shaboy Jemam, and Eshmer Lefim Maxim Baal Drosh Lenegdi, and when there's a Rosh Lenegdi, there was a maxim for the Torah. The Torah was withheld back, is because once that happened, once that took place, that now it lost the beauty and the godless of Torah. People went off the derech. They didn't appreciate the Torah. They lost the Messiah. And Faket, his lashon is the me'oz yordu am Hashem l'sharu mabachru harbe mibnei amenu bepishtu v'kafru b'Torah shabal peh v'lam del. This was the start, and this is what caused it. Faket, we have to be machzik, I guess a tikkun would be machzik, it's faket to be machzik in Torah Shabbat Peh, and machzik in the Messiah, in the Lemdel, to sort of undo that tragic period. We're up to Sif Yud, just recapping the past few weeks of basically from Vav and on, the Mechaba, Shulchan Aruch, was qualified what a mum is. It has to be something, a minhag medina, that we would give back, we mevatel mekach because of that mum. And then the Mechaba goes on to explain how to make tanoim, how to be masked and to cover yourself and to make sure that you're safe, that the lekeach will not be able to come back and taino a mum. And now in the next few sifim, we're going to continue to give different cases of, the Mechaba is going to go on to try to qualify types of mumim which are expected and types of mumim which aren't expected and would be considered a Mekach Tais, or which mumim do not qualify grounds for Mekach Tais, even though there is a defect. Let's start with Sif Yud. Hamaycha Eved or Shivcha, someone sells an Eved or a Shivcha, Eino Lakeach Yochel Achziroi, Mepnei Mumim. The Lakeach cannot return it because of its mumim. Shem Mevatla Noisam Yamalakta, the mumim which do not interfere with the Eved or the Shifcha's Malacha are not grounds for a Mekach Tois. The Einam Nekroim Simpun, and this is what Chazar referred to as Simpun. Shemhoi Simpun Zagoli, if these type of insignificant mumim would be Goli, Kvare Eyo, he already saw it, the purchaser already saw it, so then there's no grounds for Mekach Tois. You can't wake up now after you purchase it, you knew all along. Vim Einu Nira, and if it's not Nira, could go in Shuma Babasa, like a mole, or in the Shichas Kelev, a dog bite, a Reicha Peh, bad breath, a Reicha Choytim, smell from the nose, or Chietzavim, or a similar insignificant mumin, hold of Einu Mevatalim and Malachti, since it doesn't interfere with the Malacha of an Evid, Einu Maxer, one cannot return it. Sheinu Avodim Latashim Shamita, Avodim are not for intimate purposes. These problems are interfere with intimate purposes, but they do not fare with a regular Eved. Elul Malacha, an Eved for Malacha, and it's not a problem. However, Nimsa Boi Shchinra, Oy Chayli Amatish Koychay, the Eved is Shvach, Oy Shoye Nichva, it's a Pirish Eshel, it's Yigoyin Shemapal, Oy Tzay Lor, it's epileptic, Oy Mishumam, or it it's not clear. Some v'timum leva b'shamimus liba, it spaces out, something like that. Because that does interfere with the quality of the eved. You want an eved who knows how to do work, and he's not going to be weak, and he's not going to constantly fall down or whatever it is. If it's found to have teras, disgusting things. I raise a mum mipnei, even though it doesn't weaken the eved, mipnei shenapshu shalodim inenis mehem. It pains a person to be around with such people when they are eating. They don't want these people who have this disease or teras to work in the kitchen or to be the butler or something like that, because we don't want them around the food. It could be catchy, whatever it is, or it's disgusting. So for these purposes, it will pose a problem. B'chein, the Machaba continues, other examples. Im nimtu listim mezuyim, a bandit. Harezu mum, hama'abed es kuloi. This mum interferes with the whole mitzias of an eved, even though directly what could it do, who cares? Mepnei shemelech tefis eisai v'horga. It's on the wanted list. It's a terrorist. Osama bin Laden was sold to you as a slave. It's a problem because at any given point, he might be executed. V'chein im nimtu muchtiv l'malchus, or if he's conscripted to the king, areza mum umakzira mipnei shamelech teifsei malakta b'choleis sheyirta. The melech could call up a draft anytime he wants. So again, that will pose a problem because you might lose your whole eved. Either he'll be caught by the king or he'll be drafted by the king. Avam nimtza ganav oy choyteif. He snatches things. Agivnev nefashes, a kidnapper, oy barech, tamid. He doesn't show up for the job. He runs away. Oizelu v'soyvei. He's a shikah. Even though this does interfere with the malacha, ain't no yachol laksa. Why? Shekol ha'avodim b'cheskas sheyesh b'hem kol arois elam kein pirish. Because these type of problems one can expect, one should expect from avodim. What else are going to be by avodim? Of course, these people steal, and of course, these people are not reliable, and they're alcoholics, etc. Hagod the Ramah says v'yesh oimen the goyiv nefashes. Goyiv nefashes havik my muchtav l'malchus. Someone who kidnaps is like a muktav l'malchus, which is a mum. It's unexpected. It's not shchiyah to be by an eved of a masachik b'kuvya. But someone who gambles lo yavi mum. Someone who gambles is not considered a mum. Now, basically, in a nutshell, what the machab is telling you is two yisaidis that we have to take after the machab. First yisaid is that you could have things which are problems, but are not problems for the intended purpose, intended use, the application of the item, and therefore are not grounds for a mekach tois. True, these things, bad breath and all these things, are problems, but since it wasn't latashma shamita, it's for malacha, and for malacha does not pose a problem, you cannot tie in a mekach tois. You'll have other items that you might purchase, and it might not be perfect, but for your use, it's perfect, and it's not grounds for mekach tois. And the second important insight from the Machab is that things which are shchiach to be there, that happen, and you could expect it to be there, even though, again, it is a problem. It's a problem to have an eved who is not reliable or is a drunkard. But nevertheless, since it's expected that b'cheskas sheyesh b'hem kol arois, it's usual to be there, very usual to be there, therefore, it's not grounds for mekach tois, because when you purchase it, you understood that that's what you're buying. Basically, these are two yisaidis that you have to take out of the Machaba. How to apply today is a little difficult in the example of the Machaba. The Machaba talks about avodim. We don't have slaves today. Recently, when I was in Ottawa, the case which was given was the following. At least it's a dava adayma. You have a professional athlete who has a contract with the team. Let's say he was signed up for 5 years, and in the middle of his term, he was traded to another team. And then it was Nisbara that this athlete was one of the many. Either he was an alcoholic, or he, let's say, was a drug addict, or he gambles, which might interfere with his teamwork capabilities, if he's a basketball player, whatever it is. And maybe that would be grounds for a mekach tois. Actually, the case we gave was that the person was under investigation, and subsequent to his swap to another team, he was indicted and he had to be in prison for a year, which will obviously interfere with his play. He won't be able to work for season 92 or whatever it is, or 2002. And basically, this is the klal. If it's something expected, which, you know, athletes are alcoholics and gamblers, etc., and today, unfortunately, they're also drug addicts, it's expected that would not be grounds for mekach tois. If the person under investigation and then he subsequently indicted, etc., and you did not know it at the time of the sale, then that is like Mukhtav al-Malchus, something like that, which maybe I could assume, I'm not sure if that's even the case, but we can assume most athletes are not so problematic, so that would be grounds for a Mekach Tois.
Personalities that you can't find out until you work with them, is that considered Mekach Tois? Let's say you buy somebody as you don't have a baby, you buy somebody to be a housekeeper in a house, or a secretary, and it's only through her operation that you see she doesn't interact well with customers. Is that considered Mekach Tois?
It's a good question. You would have to don it. It have to be something like, again, it have to be a schema of B'nai Medina. First of all, you're telling me that you have a contract. Although you don't have a contract, you can anyway terminate the
this is a question you bought this
one. I know, but your case, the secretary. You didn't buy the secretary. I mean, what stops you from firing a worker? You could anyway fire a worker. Unless you want to, you're somehow locked in and you're trying to undeal a contract that you have.
Had 10 employees, and you bought it based upon it. These employees are really good stuff. And you start working, you find out that they're all.
So therefore, what do you want to do? Fire the workers, or give back the on the whole business? If the business is comprised of the workers, and it's something that, again, it would have to be a schema of B'nai Medina Shehu Mum Shemakzim Boyes Amekach. I don't believe that to be the case. And like he said, why can't you do due diligence? Why couldn't you find out beforehand to?
Sometimes it's an interaction. That means if one person they can work well, and somebody else they can't. So it's not shy to know that. So the question is that going to be considered enough money that it can move up? If there was such a concept that you can buy somebody to do that kind of work,
no, you got through an agency.
There could be such a thing. I mean, it would have to be something extreme, something severe, and you know, you would have to dine every case separately. But in most cases, I don't know where it's going to be practical. Because like he said, just fire the guy. I mean. How are you locked into the
if he's the whole business, this guy is the manager, he wants this million.
And he's not replaceable? No one is irreplaceable. Everyone is replaceable.
Is this doctor by a person? Well, we had before, in Simin Zion, Kloke have stomach, Kloke have over shown the phone more. Right? So that's what they tell me by something anymore. The person is different? That's
no, I think it's by everything. It's just by person who wears the application. You could have something insignificant because it doesn't interfere with the application, but it's anything. If you buy a tape recorder and inside the tape recorder you notice that there's a discoloration, inside.
There's a scratch on the outside.
A scratch on the outside might be a problem because if you bought it partial for aesthetic purposes, right, you like the way it looks. It might, depending how severe it is, denote
that it doesn't affect the work, right, as we said.
Correct.
Right? So it seems to say that the criteria over here is that it can affect its working condition, right? And over here before, it said, Klokastam in the cape of Dover Shalom, we call Mo, right? So it seems to be that even if it doesn't affect how it works, but they would have a scratch. Here it's mashma.
Because here you're not buying it, Latasha Shamiti. You're not buying it. If it would be such a thing.
Your refrigerator, Latasha Shamiti,
I know, but if you have a scratch in the refrigerator, it might bother you. If it would if you would go under the thing, it's Kimulab B'nai Medina Shumum Shem Magzirin Bo'ez HaMekach, then you'll be Magzirin even by a refrigerator.
Butler has a bad breath.
So you know people who don't buy butlers because they have bad breath? I mean. If you tell them next time to stay a few feet away. I'm just saying, you would have to done every situation separately. If you buy a car and it's scratched up, people are makpid.
Yeah, because that type of person buys this little car looks good.
Oh, so you see that sometimes items could also have a aesthetic purpose. It's partially, obviously, the primary use of a car, the function is to drive, but you could have other things which go on into it, right? I think now he's qualifying it. I don't think it's evident the difference. The difference is that word it has to be Shalom Mikom Mum. It has to be Shalom Mikom Mum, which interferes with its purpose. Now, if the purpose is for beauties and it interferes with its purpose, if the purpose is only for Malacha, then these problems do not interfere. I think this is just a qualification, what it means, HaShalom Mikom Mum. All right, any other questions? Okay, let's go on to Sif Yud Aleph. Truth of the matter is, I want to bring out one more point to Sif Yud, and that is that you see from Sif Yud, Agav, which we're going to discuss shortly, but I may as well mention it to you now here, is that you could have something which is a mum, even though it's not definite. And that is, let me explain. You could have something, let's say here, the case is that he was a Mukhtav Lamalchus, or he was a List of Mezuyin. And Harez the mum, Amambe, that's cool, a warm, Pnei Shamelech, Tefes, Say Varga. He's on the wanted list. The Melech could come and catch him. Now, we don't know that the Melech is going to do that. The Melech is after him, but Lav Davka, the Melech is going to succeed. So therefore, one could have said, look, you know, until it happens, until there's that problem, until he's taken away, why is there a mum? Why is there a grounds for a mekach tois? And from the Mechavi, see, not like that. If you have a siva, a problem, which could cause a future problem, something definite here, he is a list of mezuyin, he is something which is a definite reason to be concerned that the melech might chapim, whether or not we know that that's going to be realized, whether you know whether he taka would be ma'abed as kulay or not, doesn't make a difference. Right now, there's already a siva to be mechayv for a mekach tois.
No reason. It has no impact the fact that he might do the same thing by you?
Well, he's already on the... How many times do you want him to be on the wanted list? He's already wanted.
No, I'm saying the guy who's the gun...
Yeah, it's not the reason because we're afraid that he's going to kill the boss.
No, or he might steal from him.
No, the stealing, you're right. But let's say the first case. Listen, Mazulian.
Stealing
is anyway not a problem because we can expect it. We expect stealing. But let's take the first case. And then to list the mezuzin. Why is it a mum? The Mechavet said, because it's a ma'abed es kuloi, because the whole evid could be lost. If we confiscate him, the melech is going to execute him. So therefore, you lose the evid. You lose the product that you purchased. Now, we don't know that to be true. We don't know that's going to happen. We know that there's grounds for it. We know that there's a reason that it should happen. But it's, let's say it's 50-50 that will happen. Or, from the truth is, it's more even less than 50-50. But as long as there is a siba, that there is a problem, there's something that might happen.
Could he wait if he wants?
Could he wait at this point? Probably not. If he would wait, then it would have a mechila. I mean, the second he finds out this problem, he would have to go back to the mech and return him. Okay, we're going to discuss it more, the Arichis, in two sifim later. I just wanted to bring it out here, lay the groundwork. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph. If someone sells to his friend an animal to shech, v'shachta, indeed he shechta, v'nimtzaz treifa, and it's found to be a treifa. So now that's obviously a mekach tois. The treifa is not edible. And so it's a mevatel, the purpose, the intended use of this animal. But we don't know if the treifa was there all along prior to the sale. Maybe it was noilad after you purchased it. So the Mechaber says as follows: if you could prove, if it's known for sure, shehoise treifa kishalocha, that it was a treifa already at the time of the sale, kugoy, shenikfu beis hakoisis, v'huglat pi hamaket, already had a scab grown on it, on this problem, on this treifa, she'oz yidua, now a scab takes 3 days to grow, she'oz yidua sheyesh lo gimun yomim shenikim, so you know that it was already a treifa at least 3 days ago. So then, imkona take gimun yomim havi mekach tois. Because if you purchase it within 3 days and you see the scabs, you knew that the treifa was before the mechira, was there before the mechira. However, if you purchase it after 3 days, you did purchase it within 3 days, but there was no scab, so you never know, no way to tell when this treifa was noilad. Does have a suffix im nikiv tegim ulam lav, a la lokech lovi rayam. The lokech, the burden of proof is on the lokech, and it's not a mekach tois. Vim loy, and if he doesn't bring a raya, yafsid, he's going to end up losing. The yitin adomim himim adayim v'yodin. Machavi says another chiddush. Even if he had not yet paid for the animal, if it's found to be a treifa, if it's found to be a treifa and he cannot prove that it was there all along, he must pay the moicher, and he cannot say, well, maybe it's a suffix, and therefore I'm going to make a veil of a raya, and I'm not interested in paying you. You prove to me that it was kosher when you sold it to me, and take the money from me. No, we don't say that. We say that the lokeh has to pay a treifa that you can't eat.
No,
you couldn't know. It's shenikvu beis hakoisis. So every behem is a mekach tois, if it is a treifa. Oh, so I said, if we could create it, that the person is buying the risk. Let's say today we do that like by animals, I'm sure. Masham said that they did it by chickens or whatever. I'm sure today, I would assume we do it by all treifas, all behemis. But at that point, the shuris adin is, aloch is it's a mekach tois. If the minig evolved, that it's like we're buying the risk. And of course, it's not going to be a mekach tois. But in absence of such a minig, I bought a behemoth for the purpose of eating it, for shechting it, and if it's not good for my purpose, it's going to be a mekach tois. And the reason why I have to pay, even though it's only a suffix, is because there's a concept of kan nimtza, kan hoya. I'm not going to get into it, the whole Simon Reish Chavdala, but basically is that wherever the problem is found, wherever the defect is found, Kanimsa, Kanhoya. We have to assume if it was Nimsa here, Kanhoya, here is where it took place. Here was where it was Noila.
What do you mean, Ogo Piyamaka? Was he able to see it like that?
No, everything, all this took place once you shechted and then you opened the animal up. It was internal. There's an internal problem here. It wasn't noticeable before. I said, the Klal Kanimsa Kanhoya, which we'll be probably discussing a little later as well, a few sifrim later, but it's a Klal that wherever you find the problem, you have to assume that that's where the problem happened. And therefore, by the way, let's try to take this, which we once discussed before, is by every type of a Mekach Tois, technically, the seller could try. I mean, if he's not Erlich, he could always try to play hardball. He could always say, well, prove it to me that this defect was there all along. Maybe when I released you, when I filled the order, whatever it is, it was good. And subsequent to that, you dropped the tape recorder. Who knows what happened to it? Not that we usually don't expect that to happen, but if the guy wants to play tough, he could always do that. And unless you could have a proof that it was there all along, somehow from the damage, internal damage. Let's use it as pashas. That is a shaylin, as Machlok Zishoyin and Machaber Ramah, how I to take it. But yes, we have to assume it. The Chazak Mekar could be good on a rave as well, but we have to assume that the animal was once kosher, right, once good, and now you're found the treifa, because this huglat, well, here it's got it easier, because it's inherent, this problem, right? If you see a cut in the Beis HaKaisis, we could assume that it wasn't born with that cut, so now you have to know when that cut took place. You'll have it by other items as well, and you have a Truvis Divri Makil. Well, correct. Well, Truvis Divri Makil discusses such a case, and he says that he declares that why do you have something which today which is mass produced, like tape recorders, any appliance, anything, it's mass tables, everything that mass produced, could we assume that since ruba do ruba, when they leave the factory, they're good, because that enough to create a chazaka miyakara that it was once good, and if you find the problem now, we could say kanimta kanhoya that it happened now. And okay, that's going to be a shaila, how to apply that. All right, let's move on. If any other questions, let's move on to Sifyud Beis.
When we have inherent risk here, why is it different than the other?
No, inherent risk is if you make up lahed, I'm selling you this risk, and enochanami, that will not be a mekach tois.
You're talking about you only sold kosher animals.
He sold it. Normal, you sell a behema, uz latofka, for the purpose of shechting it. You need it for tonight's chasna, whatever it was. Obviously, you're interested in buying a kshera. If the minig evolved, that now it's understood, even without being mefarad, as if it was mefarad that you're buying the risk, then enochanami, it won't be a mekach tois because you bought that risk, which is today on a lot of things. Like I mentioned last time, esrogim, when you're buying esrog, that's how it is, right? The esrog seichim, they buy a whole box of esrogim, 20 esrogim, obviously there are going to be some at least one puzzle esrog in the box, in the shipment, right? And there's no dinner mekach tois because of that, because that's considered menuam. All right, let's move on to Sifyud Beis.
In the case of products that are mass-produced, right? So you have the chazaka, even though it goes into packaging and manufacturing, that means the distributor that's selling the product, it could have been damaged by the time he got it, because he'll never see it.
But, you know, as long as it started day one, when it was...
But you don't know.
So that's what we're trying to... If we can establish... It's not witnessed by the distributor, by the manufacturer. If it was...
The initial...
No, that you don't need. As long as you know that day one, when it was created, was fine, then we could assume that the chazaka continued all along, through every step of the way, from the manufacturer to the wholesaler, whatever supplier, go all the way down until the last retailer.
Even though that there are places in between that could have
Correct. And now we say, since you found it now by the lokeach, we say kanimza kanhoya, and here's where it happened, and you cannot taina mekach tois. Well, you know that if we could establish, again, as a Tolan Ditsivir Makibo, if we could establish that when it was created in the factory, it was good plate and it was not noticed all the way till the lokeach that it was damaged, then you have a kanim to ganhoyo, and if it got damaged, maybe the lokeach dropped it and something happened. If he didn't know. Or if you want to be tough, you could say that you think that he, for some reason, maliciously ruined these plates to get you, or something like that. But it's not the halacha thing to do. There's no reason why not to trust the lokeach. But if, let's say, it is shchiach for it, or it's at least possible that it dropped by the lokeach without him knowing it, even though he claims, look, it didn't happen by me, I have no knowledge that this took place by me, but it is shchiach that it could happen by him, then technically you would be off the hook of kanim seganoya.
And even though they raised supplier.
Sorry?
I go back to my supplier and ask him to pay for it.
The same thing. Just like he can't go to you, you would not be able to go to your supplier. But why did you honor your lookag? You honored the lookag because either good business or whatever it is, customer satisfaction. So probably if you'd go back to your supplier, you'd do the same.
Could I do that? Is anything wrong with me asking my supplier?
Nothing's wrong. He doesn't have to honor the request. But you wouldn't win in a din zayin. Correct. Correct. All right, let's move on to Sif Yud Beis. Trefes de Sircha, who adin de Mevatel Mekach, v'yesh chokim. Trefes of Sircha are also Mevatel Mekach, and others argue. What are Trefes de Sircha? It's something which is very usual, like we discussed, that behemoths have trefes, or Trefes de Sircha is a common trefa by an animal. And the first sheet holds that it's who adin de Mevatel Mekach. We don't care if it's Shchiach or not. Since you sold it and it came to be a sircha, and of course we're talking about cases where you can prove that this sircha took place prior to the sale, either it's a sircha ova or you just purchased it, whatever it is, the different achrenim gives different aces here. If you can prove that, then it's going to be mevat of the mekach. V'yesh chokum, and others say, no, here it's different. Hago, why? Since it's something which is usual, you should have expected it that you're going to get it. And if you didn't want an animal with a trefa, you should have been masna that this thing, which is such a common occurrence, you didn't want. You weren't buying the risk. You're going into it without the risk. You didn't want this thing. And the Achrenim say that since the Ramah comes to explain the Shitas Yesh Chokim, it's the darkoy of the Ramah, the shita that he explains, he tries to pass his paskins like that shita. So therefore, we could assume that the shita of the Ramah is that it's not a bit of mekach. Now, this is limited to a case. It doesn't have to be a roiv. As long as it's shchiach, if it happens 40% of the time, it doesn't have to be roiv at the time. As long as it's shchiach, it's a common occurrence, and you purchase this thing, if you didn't want it, you should have been masna. Another thing is that we're talking about something that the Moicha couldn't know either. It's like Trefes de Sircha, something internal, so the Moicha couldn't know, the Lokeach couldn't know. Both parties didn't know. So since it's something that's expected, it's not a bit or mekach. If something that the Moicha knew about or could know about, I don't have to assume, entertain, that the Moicha is trying to dupe me. I could rely on the honesty, integrity of the Moicha, that he's not trying to stick me with a bad animal or, let's say, a bad tape recorder, if it's something that he would know that there's a problem. So even if it's Shchiach, Let's say the case of the Esrogen, for example. It's something which is, let's say, will make it even Shriach by Esrogen. Let's assume that would be the case. But since the Moicha could know if he's selling me Pasul Esrogen, then it would be grounds for a Mecha Tesla Kuliyama. I have a right to rely on the honesty of the Moicha that he's not going to stick me with bad stuff. We're going to get to it in a second. You're right, but we'll get to it in a second. Even the trefa, which he only asked on a safik, even if it's safik trefa, it's also grounds for a bit of mekach. Then a moicha yakoloi ma'aisi right the trefa avi. The moicha can't say, well, since it's a machloik, is whether it's a trefa or not, and or it's a safik if it's a trefa or not, so prove to me that it's a trefa and I'll give you back your money. And until then, it's a mekach haskan, because I want a kimli, like the shita's rajba, that this animal is kosher. That he cannot taina. And the reason is, the Rishonim explain, is because when you have a safik trefa for all practical purposes, it's like a vade trefa, since you cannot eat a safik trefa, there's no way for you to know. You cannot eat a safik trefa, so too, you can't, so just like you can't eat a vade trefa, you cannot eat a safik trefa, and therefore, it's grounds for a mekach tois. It means it interferes with your application. It interferes with, you want to eat this animal, even a safik interferes with that. But it's mavur then, let's take the dig, that it's only limited to something that even the safik is kevadai. That even the safik interferes with the purpose just like a vade does. But if you have something else, let's say you have a tape recorder, or let me give you a case which happened, you'll have an animal which has a dog bite on it. It was bitten by a dog. You purchased a horse and you noticed that it was a dog bite. And at that time, there was a machlokes in the doctors whether a dog bite is going to kill the sus or not. Right? Let me give even a more basic. Sorry, let me give even something simple. Let's take the same exact case of a trefa. a trefa, but you didn't purchase it for eating. You purchased it for radya, for plowing. And the Nesiva says, points this out, that even for plowing, a trefa is a problem. Because a trefa is weaker, will die after a year, whatever it is. So therefore, it's a mecha, it's a mum, it's a mecha toys, even if you purchase it for plowing. But Zokta Nesiva, if it's a sophic trefa, if it's something there, if it's, let's say, a problem, there's a machloikas, if this has the halachic ramifications of a trefa or not, then the Nesiva says that will not be a mecha toys. And the reason is because since it is a sophic, the Moicha Ketaina Mritz Mekaveh Olavaraya. Prove to me that it's a trefa and it's going to die in a year, or it's going to be weaker, and I'll give you back your money. Until then, since it's a sophic, Mritz Mekaveh Olavaraya. It's only here that this sophic interferes with the purpose just like a vade does. Because for eating, a sophic achil is just as bad as a sophic trefa is just as bad as a vade trefa. But for plowing, you could plow with a sophic trefa. And if it ends up dying, so it dies, and economy, there's a problem. If it doesn't die, then it's perfectly fine. So since it doesn't directly interfere, it's just a sophic, the mechik is going to be kind. Now, like I mentioned before, let's try to be magdir this. The mekach is kaim, it's a mitzvah mekaver l'varaya. And yet before we saw, by the case of muchtav l'malchus, and these cases, you have something which is a suffix, you don't know if this problem is going to be realized, and nevertheless, mechaber nems on for pshitis, that it's a mekach tois. What's the chilek between sif yud, where you have a list of mezuyim, which is ha-ma'abed es kula, it's a suffix if it's going to be confiscated, it's a mekach tois, and here if you'll have a suffix trefa for plowing purposes, where it's a mitzvah mekaver l'varaya. And the chiluk is, and it's mavur like that from a kama halachas as well, the chiluk l'chari is as follows. Not all achronim agree to the chiluk. The chiluk is, in the case of sif yud, you have a definite problem in front of you. You have a list of mezui. You don't know if the list of mezui is going to cause a problem, but you have something which are grounds for a problem. It's a siba. The melech is after this eved because he is list of mezui. So therefore, even though you don't know if it's going to be realized or not, that already is enough to create a mekach tois. Meshenkin by a trefa, let's say you see it has a type of a hole in it where it's a machloikis if that's a trefa or not. So we take a see the hole, but there might not be any significance to this hole. It might be worthless, right? It might be not affect, it might not have the halakha of a trefa, so there's nothing to it. So if there's nothing to it, we don't know if anything's going to happen at all which will interfere with the intended use, and therefore it's a mekaveh olavaraya. Let's go back to the case I said before. Let's say you'll have a dog bite, and you'll have you don't know if this dog bite is going to kill the horse or not. There's a machloekes doctors if this dog bite could interfere with the horse, or give it rabies or whatever it is. So there too, you see the dog bite in front of you, but you don't know. It's not yet proven. It's not agreed upon that this dog bite is grounds for concern. This dog bite might not interfere with this animal whatsoever. Not just that it is grounds for concern, but we don't know if it will be realized. We don't know at all, b'chlal, if there's a problem here. So then again, it will be a mitzvah mechaver olavaraya. You have kehena v'kehena, these type of cases. Let's say you have a truvus mabit, you bought stolen goods. It was nimsa that it was stolen goods. And you're afraid that that you're going to bring it out, it's going to be confiscated. So the Mabit says that it's mekach tois. You can't sell it in the open because the police will be after you and they'll confiscate the goods. That is like sifyud. You know for sure it's stolen. You know for sure that the police will be after this thing. Whether the police are going to actually confiscate the goods from you or not, that's yet to be seen. But there's reason to be concerned. And therefore, there's a siba to be a mekach tois. You can apply this v'cheina v'cheina. You buy a car and you see something's wrong with the engine. It's not the way you imagined it to be, but you don't know if it's going to break down next month or not, but there's something wrong with this engine. Right now, there's a grounds for a mekach tois, because this engine is a siba that it should break down next month, or might break down next month because of this problem. But if you see something and you're not sure if it's a problem, you're not sure if this engine bakhlal is a problem, then that would be like the case of trefa for Harisha, which is not a problem, which is a mitzvah mekaveh olavaraya. Any questions?
Is there a timetable for
this? To see it?
Yeah. To realize we have a suffix. Is there a timetable of how long?
Yeah, there's no, like, you don't have a timetable to notice the problem, but once you do notice the problem, once you know the siba, which is mevatel the mekach, you have to return it right away. If not, it's a mechila. So if once you find out that there's an engine problem, you have to go back to the mecha.
Why would that be?
adding Dreyfus, which is two ungenommen and then Hagen. Svarim and Ashkenazim, let's say. So is it always going to be totally if the Lekeach and the Maisa Yukud or not? What about if the, by the Maisa, it's not ungenommen, but then the Minig is Vimat. But a Lekeach, he can't use it because
if you know that, correct. If for altogether, if something which is a minig that they don't use, that's already enough for a mekatayz, even if halakhically it's permissible. And if you know that this lokeach is svard and he's makbin on the chveis and nikur of the beis esif, and you're selling him something which is not, and you know that he's buying it for his own personal use, that would be a mekatayz, even though you're Ashkenaz. Correct. But if you have cases where it can become difficult, is let's say you sell things to a retailer. Today we don't really have it because we don't mix. Okay, let's your case. Friday Nashkans. You sell it to a butcher store. So what? It's not lavdafka. We don't care what the butcher's minik is because he's not eating it himself. He's selling to other customers. So then the achrenim discuss all these type of cases that you could say. I'm going to make a bella varaya. If the supplier is mukzik the money, he could tie it. I sold it to you, thinking that you're going to sell it only to your Ashkenaz customers, not to your Sfarad customers. And you can have that even on a retail level. Let's say, Stam, if you walk into a store and you purchase milk, well, today maybe it's a little more widespread, but you purchase milk and it's Cholav Akam. It's Cholav Stam, I should say. It's Cholav Stam. And Ramosha says Cholav Stam is fine. The government regulates milk. And your makbid called the Kol of Israel. So if we know that you're not going to call Israel, that will be a Mekach Tois. If everyone's not going to call Israel, that will be a Mekach Tois. But let's say you're in the West Side and there are many people who are not makbid on the Kol of Israel and you sell that. And the guy said, well, I am. Well, that's a Mois Mekavel of Raya. I thought you weren't makbid. If you were makbid, you should say. We're going to go into more of these type of scenarios with Roivs and to know the Lokeach. Really, it's the last sif of the Simon and Sif Chav Gimel. We'll get to it more by Riches.
Why is Ramah in this page? The second part of the Ramah.
It doesn't hold like the Yesh Chokim. Why? The Yesh Chokim are talking about something which is a definite trefa. Just it's Shchiach. So if it's Shchiach, maybe you should have been masked.
What the
come back and see Yiralach.
The Hemshik, why it's here in Sif Yud Beis. Is a different. Sif Yud Aleph is talking about we have a Vade Trefa, you just don't know when it took place. That is the suffix. Sif Yud Beis, in most cases, talking about something which you see the Trefa, you knew the Trefa was there all along, but you don't know if it has a halacha of a Trefa. You see there's a problem with the dam, it has a hole in the lungs. I'm not familiar with Trefas here, maybe someone could help me out, but you'll have things that are suffix Trefas. You see it was a definite problem, and you knew it was there all along, and you could prove it, because let's say, immediately in the Shlachtos, right when you purchased it, you shechted it right there, so you knew it was there all along, but it's the problem that you found is a machlokes if it's a trefa or not. And the reason why it's here is because it's a takeoff of sircha. Sircha is not a trefa midoraisa. Sircha, I'm willing to anyone to help me here. Sircha is not a trefa midoraisa. It's a certain type of a trefa which we are makbid on, which Chazal are makbid on. So therefore, as a takeoff of sircha, we took to the next case of something which is on the oisur misafik. Also, we makbid because when it's a safik, we also are makbid not to eat it. So that too is grounds for a mekatayz.
Why do you say this behemoth for a chilo like before? He's taking for shliach. Right? What does it make of the shliach or not? What if it's make over here? Because since it's shliach, it should be makbid. What should he have said?
He should have said that I'm not purchasing if it. Is nimsa, that's a sircha, I want to give back the animal.
And you're saying he's buying it for tzvichot. It has a sircha, you can't eat it.
Correct. But since it's so common, you have to expect, you have to entertain that it's going to be there. It might be there. And therefore, when you went into such a deal, you knew that there are 40% of the time you're going to find a sircha on your hands.
That's why he said he's buying it for tzvichot, to school all these things.
Well, even tzvichot, you know that it's going to be sircha there. There's no chiluk between, again, there's no chiluk between tzvichot and charisha for trefis. Even for charisha, trefis is a problem.
The first thing you're talking about, he wants to eat, right?
You want to know in Sif Yud Aleph you're talking about?
Sif Yud Aleph, you bought it to eat it, right?
Then Sif Yud Beis is talking about you bought it to eat it as well.
I would imagine, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Why does the Moshe have to know that he's buying coffee and can
eat it? Even for... One second. I'm not following. Even for Karisha, Trefis is a problem. You want to know why in Sif Yud Aleph the Mechaber had to say it was talking about Latavcha?
I think why in Yud Beis, he's buying it for Tzvicha also. When he said Tzvicha, he's buying for Tzvicha, he wants to be able to eat it. So even something which is more frequent to happen, he still can't eat it.
Right, but since it's frequent to happen, he has to entertain it, it's there. Even if it's something more frequent to happen, he can't plow with it either because it's going to die on the field.
I spoke out, I'm buying this thing to eat it. I said, I'm buying this field.
Why speaking out, eating it precludes this mum more than Harisha? This mum is the same exact problem for Harisha as it is for Achila. A trefa is a problem. So why, if I tell him that I'm going to eat it, will that somehow convey to the moicha that I don't want it for treifas de zircha? I don't see anything extra for that. In fact, forget the achrenim ask in sifir aleph. Why does the mechaber need to say a case? Even if it wouldn't be for eating purposes, it would still pose a problem. It would still be a mum because even for harisha, a treifa is a problem. That's how the achrenim ask it that way. And I would like to say a teretz, but really we have to see the next two sifrim to go back to that. But that is a kasha. The kasha is on sifir aleph. Why does it have to be dafka for tvicha, even if you purchase it for harisha, for working it? If it's going to be a trefa, it will be a shvacha. Animal is going to die when it's weak. It's a problem there too. We'll get back to it.
Why do you have to speak it out for? It's something that the moicha should know. You can't use his name, so if you want that, it's going out.
Well, that's the machlok is. Who is the burden to speak it out? We know that he's purchasing for achila, but on the other hand, there's another green that we know that's extremely common. So do we say that since it poses, it interferes with the use, like the machaber, the first sheet to hold, so therefore it's a mekach tois, even though it's common, and the moicha should have spoken it out? Or do we say, fakert, since it's so common, one should expect that it to be there, so even though it does interfere with the use, but obviously you were taking the risk. The mere fact that you went into such a deal without speaking out that you don't want to take such a risk, inherent means that you were taking the risk. That is the machlokes, and there are more paskins seemingly like the second sheet to, that it's not a mekach tois. It doesn't say. It's definitely not a roiv, that we know. It's even a mi'at. But how? Is it 40%, 42%, 37%? I can't tell you. That we don't know. It has to be something very common that the buyer should entertain that it's there.
I
guess so. Be if you raise in Adain, and in that case, I mean, I don't know of such a case yet that I was asked such a shala. I don't know. But I guess there are such cases. All right, let's move on to Sifyid Gimel. I should mention, by the way, that loy teshita taramah, that it's not a mekach tois, then it's not a mekach tois completely, that even if the lokeach did not pay yet, he's mechuyif to pay. If it's not a mekach tois, then he must pay for the animal. All right, let's move on to Sifyid Gimel. Hameicha dovesh hayamum b'mem karoy, v'asabay alakeach mum acher. He purchased something or he sold something to his friend that there was a mum. V'asabay alakeach mum acher koydim shiyado layam mum arishin. And the lakeach, by using it, caused damage to the item before he found out that there was a mum. If he did something which is usual, then he'd be potter for what he did. However, v'mishina v'asam mum acher. But if he did something different, he used it in an unusual way, by doing that, he damaged the item, even if it's just wear and tear, before he knew about the mum, he still has right to return the chavis, because it is a mum, there is a problem here, but now he has to pay for the damage that he did, for the wear and tear that he did. If he did something which was usual, it was expected, so when the seller sold him that item, it's as if, the Rishonim says, as if the seller said, go and use it, and now that you use it, I understand that there's going to be the normal wear and tear of a car or whatever it is, of the item, and I can't have a tainus on you, so to speak, a mazik b'shus. You did it b'shus, that's what I told you to use it for. But if you use it for an unusual way, so then I can have a taina. If you purchase a computer and you have a regular wear and tear of the computer, fine. But if you purchase a computer because you want to have an experiment by throwing it off the roof to see if it will break, and it broke, then of course I'm going to taina that you will mazik my computer, even though there was a moment, it's a mekach tois. Now it's meduyik in the machaba that it has to be provided v'mshin avasa mum acher koydim shiyavad aloy amum. If you mshin avasa mum acher after you knew about the mum, then obviously you wouldn't have this halacha. And it's meduik namachaba that what halacha would be different? That means it would not be a mekach tois. And the svara being even though it's not muskim like that, but it's medik the mechab the sorim being is because that is a mechila. If I notice the mum and I go ahead and I damage it anyway, I use it anyway, well, using it, as we know, is always a ishtamshet. But let's say I don't use it, I damage it, I break it, and I knew about the mum and I should have been returning this item and I broke it instead, so that constitutes a mechila. Why am I breaking someone else's item? Must be I plan on keeping it and I'm breaking my own item. And that would be him. Sorry?
But by accident.
If it's an accident, that we're going to discuss later on what halach he has. We'll discuss later on more barichas.
What halacha do you have?
Did
you buy a sefer?
Right, that's what I'm going to discuss. 1 second. So let's try to apply it. He has a shaila about buying a sefer, and you put it, the shul's name in it, or you put your own name in it, and after you purchase the sefer, you notice that there's a page missing or a print problem on the sefer, which is, let's say, that would be a mum. Let's say something really wrong with the sefer and you want to return the chafetz. So again, putting your name in a sefer is normal, so that would not be a problem, and therefore you would have a right to tanya meketzayis. If you put your name in it after you notice the problem, then that will constitute a mechila. However, we should really wait on it for the next sif, because we're going to have to qualify this. It's not so poshut. Let's get one more sif and we'll get back to it. Konis Adin, if you purchase material of a karoi and you cut it, lasis cholok to create a shirt, vakakak noida hamum, machma sakri, and then you found the mum because you cut it. Once you cut it, you were able to discern that there's something wrong with the fabric. Maxaloya kroim, all you have to do is give back the kroim, the cut material, and it's a mecha. So he has to give you back money. Tofre vakakak noida hamum, but if you continued, you didn't notice a mum yet, and tofu, and you already start to stitch it up. And then you found the mum. So that in mishbiach noitel shvachat vira. If you improved the quality of the item of the material, then you can get back the shvachat vira as well. Let's give in the case. I bought material for $10, and because of this defect, let's say it's now worth only $5 on the market. But because I already created it into a shirt, now it's worth $7. So now I can get back my $10 from the moicher because I paid $10. It wasn't worth $10. It was a mum. It was defective. I get back my $10. And then since the item that I received at that point was only worth $5 and I improved it and I created a shirt and now it's worth $7, so I could mun from the moicher another $2 for the shvach hatfira midin yoyrit. And this guy is a yoyrit b'shus. He thought it was his when he approved it and therefore he has a right to mun shvach. However, if there is no shvach, and he has a tzoyis, and time, and whatever it is, he invested, I don't know, buttons, and stitching, and thread, whatever might go into an item, whatever he ornated, whatever it might be, it doesn't make a difference. He doesn't get reimbursed. I mean, he doesn't have a pashut halakha of yer. We're not going to get into yerid now, but he doesn't have a pashut halakha of yer. He doesn't get reimbursed for his tzoyis. He has like a half a din. If he has shvach, then he's noito shvach atvira. But if there's hotzoyis without shvach, he doesn't get reimbursed for that. Now, let's make a dik in the machaba. The machaba says, v'akak noida hamum machmas hakriya, machzaloy akroyim. If he noticed the mum because of the kriya, then he has a right to be machzaloy akroyim. Now, what happens if he could have noticed the mum, even not machmas the kriya? It was something that if he would have he could have discerned that there was a problem with this fabric, it was defective, even before he cut it up. But he didn't bother to do it, and he continued, and he cut it up. And then he noticed the mum. So when he cut it up, he had not yet noticed the mum, but he could have noticed the mum. So the preacher says, then the halacha would be different. And there's a machloikis, exactly what's going to be. But let's just take one simple tzad, is that if you could have noticed the mum before you went and damaged the item, and you continued to damage the item, that will constitute a mechila. Right, but every other hishtamshes is I already noticed the mum, and then I'm hishtamshes in my face. Why am I using someone else's item? Here, I didn't notice the mum yet. I could have noticed the mum. I could argue and say, look, I have to be busy with this and trying to discern every problem with it. Let me make the shirt, and if it's a good shirt, it works. If it's not a good shirt, it doesn't work. No, you see from the machaber that before you start ruining someone else's item, you have to try to discern if it's a mum for the intended purpose. If you're going to buy wood to build furniture, and there's a defect in this wood, and you could have noticed this problem before you cut it down to size and made it into a table or whatever it was, and you didn't, you don't have a right to tanya mekak toys. Others say you still have a right to tanya mekak toys, but then he could mourn you for the damage that you did. You're a mazik on the thing. But let's just take the other side, let's take it extreme. So now getting back to your Sefer case, if you purchased a Sefer and it was something that you could have noticed before you stamped your name in it, maybe you should, like this machab, it's something that you might have a chiv to do, and if you didn't bother and you stamped your name anyway, and now the seller can't use a Reuven Sefer to sell if his name's in it, so then that might constitute a mechila. Or you might have chach, at least a halacha of a mazik, and you would have to pay him for a hezek. There was a case that someone purchased slippers for a kid right before camp. It was June, they purchased slippers the day before packing up to go to camp, and of course you name everything, and then while they're packing, they noticed it was two right slippers. Well, that's something that you could have easily noticed before you put the name on it. You could have noticed that you don't have a normal pair there, and if it's something like that, then you'd be either chayev al mazik, or altogether you have no right to claim a mekak toys.
Buy a summer wardrobe and then you don't look at it until next summer, and I come back to the market say it's
No, that's not a problem because there's no shear from mum. If it's a style of mum, you didn't do anything to it, you didn't ruin it in any way, then there's lo'ilum chayz. You have a right to come back whenever you want, as long as once you do find out that there's something wrong with it, you come back immediately.
It's a seasonal thing.
Correct. Correct. But if you ruin it, if you cut it down to size, even though in your mind it's not ruining, that's what you want, that's you have no right to do that. You bought some, and you could have noticed the problem beforehand, and it's only sold with its packaging. So then you a bag of Dipsy Doodles, and you see inside, you could have seen.
You threw away the box, you opened it up, and you threw away the box, tore up the box.
Now if it cannot be sold like that, you might have a problem on your hands. If you could sell it, just put it into the next box, you'd be fine, but if you can't, you'd have a problem on your hands. Let me just get back before I really take question. I want to get back to a question which we asked before. Let's get back to Sif Yud Aleph. The case was Amecha Beim Lechaver Lotovka. You sold it to Shech V'Shech V'Nimtaz Treifa. And it goes through the whole halach, and you want to know why it has to be done Lotovka. Well, it could be the reason why you needed Lotovka for, because these cases, the Mechaber says it's a Mekach Toys. Now, you'd have to done the case, but if you sell an animal for other purposes, for plowing purposes, and you went ahead and you shechted it, which you had, you obviously had the right, but that wasn't the intended use. And you couldn't see the mum before, and you had no right to know that it was a trefa beforehand, but that goes back to the beginning of halacha, the halacha Yud Gimel. That is, if you sell something, if he does something, he'd be pata. But if he did something which is not the intended use, even though it was koydim shivad alay amum, and you have a right to be maksa mekal abalav, over mishalan dumei amum sha'asa. So in Sif Yud Aleph, had you purchased it for plowing, and you decided to change your mind, and you shechted it, and now you notice that it's a trefa, so let's say it's still grants for mekatoyis because a trefa is a mum, even for plowing, but now you can't get all your money back because you just killed my animal. I'm not giving you back all your money, you're a mazik. Because had you purchased it for tofka, like the Mechaber says, then you have a right to shecht it, that's the intended use. But if you purchased it for plowing and then you went ahead and you shechted it, you ruined my animal. If you would have given me back the animal while I was alive, I could have used it at chach on my field, I would have sold it to someone else to plow, and you ruined it, so you're a mazik, so even though it would be a mekatoyis, you would have to deduct at least for the hezek that you caused. That's why the Mechaber had to take on a case of latovcha. Correct. Shina doesn't mean that you did something malicious. Shina means you changed the intended use.
If I buy for Harisha, I have no choice to go ahead.
You have the choice. You could do whatever you want. But if the intended use was for Harisha, not in your mind, the seller, you told the seller you're buying it for Harisha, the seller sold it to you for Harisha. The reason why, let's backtrack. Why every time when you use it, can't the seller come to you and say, look, you damaged my item. It's true, it's a mekatoyis. I'll give you back the money, but there's wear and tear. You ruined my item. That Zachari should be the Pasha. So every time the seller should ask you back for money. The Teretz is because since that was the intended use, it's as if I told you, go ahead and ruin it. Go ahead and make the normal wear and tear. Go ahead and plow with it and weaken it and do whatever you did. But once you did something else, you shechted it, even though if you thought you owned it, you had the right to do it, that's fine. But now when you're coming back to me, Lemaisa is, you are a mazik. You are a mazik, my animal. It's true, it's a mekatoyis, I'll give you back your money. But you did something which I didn't give you a right to do. So if I didn't give you a right to do, you're a mazik. You have to pay me for that hezek. And you
get back to Svarim. What's the mindset? If I buy 25 Svarim, I have to go check every set, every page.
I know. If the minig is, if you can establish the minig that people do not do this, then I would assume that you're not going to be achray.
Let me ask something else. How do you share my name that I put on it? What do I have to? You have to deduct my refund for that amount, right?
If it's a makloikis, if it's going to be still a mekatoyis and just a mazik, then in a chanam you just see dog that.
How do you
check
it out? He can't tell it.
Oh, so then it's a chomak. Well, what could he sell it for? That's true, 100%. That's a very good point. It's anyway damaged. So anyway, he's not selling it for the full price. But the difference of a damage safe and the damage safe which has someone else's name on it, that will be the difference.
He usually returns it back to the supplier. I don't know what happens there.
Okay, so if he'll get fully refunded in a konami, that will be fine. Swar me tiny that the minig is that no one bothers to check. So that's a bad marshal. But let's say the slippers case, or something that you... we're going to see later on. But he could have known about the mum before he ruined it. So that would be a mecha toys. Whether it works in the lomdus of mechila or it works at a different lomdus, which we're going to see later in Sifir Ches, the lomdus might not be mechila. The lomdus might be that in order to get back your money from the moicha, you have to return to him what he gave you. It's like, fine. It's like this is the deal. You give me back mine, I give you back yours. If you're not giving me back mine because you ruined it, then I don't have to give you back your money. It's a different lomdus we're going to see in Sifir Ches, which might be applicable here. It's the next sif. We'll believe that again to it.
The miner is the one that personalizes the item when they buy a hat. Already paid for it.
He's doing it to himself. But anyway, that's normal use. Where you could have found, you could have noticed it. And you could have noticed it while you were checking out before you told them to initial it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear the question. I don't know.
How about the person responsible to go check? In your case, it's slippers, right? So if you buy two separate slippers, I can understand it. But let's keep buying in on the snap together with the plastic, right? Is it my responsibility to go check it, or is that...
Well, you already opened it up now, right? You're putting a name on it. What are you putting
no,
in?
No, let's say you're sending it to wait. Is the kid going to open... I guess.
So then you didn't do anything to it. What's the problem? So when you find it...
No, you wrote your name on it.
Oh, you did write the name.
But the question is, how far am I responsible to check out?
Whatever, we're going to see again, in Sifri Ches, we'll see, but whatever is the dargis, certain things you have to check, and if you don't, it's considered Pshia Negelin, Pshia. Other things are considered like Gneva Vaveda, which is you also are Chrei for, which we're going to see. Something which is a Nainus Gomer. Let's take a case, if we can make the extreme, that no one in the world checks it. It's impossible to check every single page of a safer. You buy 10 Sfarim, even one safer. No one checks every single page. I'm not saying that's the case, but if, let's say we establish that fact, then of course, and it'll be fun, and it'll still be a Mecca twice. You're going to have to done every situation, you know, by itself.
Let's say techno, because that the minhag hamokim is that you don't check every single page of the safe. Can the moicha say, I don't believe you, that you saw it before you sent the thing?
I say you saw it. He's a suffix, and you're a vade. Well, that we had before, which we mentioned, which we'll probably mention again in Sefer Zayin, that the lekech would be Naaman. Because if I want to say that you have a mechila, there's a vadi mum in front of us, and there's a suffix mechila, I say maybe you were moichel, and you say I definitely wasn't moichel, so then you would win. Any other questions?
Whatever the buyer
is, does it
have a
mum?
He checked
the
price. I checked
it
out.
The buyer said it,
I don't know,
the seller.
He's selling when I have a
sound. Right, but nevertheless, if the seller might not know these things, the seller might not know himself about the material. But nevertheless, if you were Shina and it's something that you could have found out, you should have found out. The halakha of Mekatois is irrelevant whether the seller knows about it or not. So that he gave you a right, he told you it's perfect, it's flawless, doesn't mean it's flawless. He might not know, it might be hidden from him as well. By your case, by the mechila, correct. Yeah, we mentioned before. We'll touch again in Sifri Zayin. But yeah, it's Ein Safek Moitz Medei Vadei.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.